Well, let's see. You know, some months before, I had this sort of epiphany about since I didn't have any strong or clear goals about what my professional career should get to, and then for some reason I just picked out of the air, well, why don't I try maximizing the value my career could have to mankind, sort of, and then figure out what I would do. And so I spent the next months trying to learn more about what the world needed so badly, and then I just one Saturday morning realized it was such a complex mess. Even if I knew clearly what needed doing to help the world, it'd be the most contribution, that it was too complex to sort of face, and how do you get it organized? And you know, I was just almost ready to give up. But then I realized, geez, the underlying problem is that these complex things have to be dealt with collectively, and we aren't collectively smart enough to understand and to figure out what solutions could be and to organize what resources we could towards trying to generate a cure. And that seemed to be an underlying big complex goal that if one could make it, would help with all the rest of them. So bingo, I just said, okay. And then I flashed with how would one do that? Well, up to that point, I'd sort of been dismissing engineering as like saying, well, who needs more engineering in the world? And then all of a sudden realized that maybe the computers that could really help with that issue. And even though I had read only one book about them, my engineering training told me that, well, my training in the Navy and working with radar and sonar, which put signals on the screen. Now we take it for granted that you can put signals on screens and watch them. And that they also responded simultaneously to what the operator was doing. And I thought, well, if a computer can punch cards or print as they could do, even in those very, very primitive times, well, it certainly could put on the screen, you know, electronically, signals on the screen that could, characters to tell you stuff. And well, gee, yes. And if the radar and sonar could respond to what an operator was doing, pushing buttons and turning cranks, the computer certainly could, so you could work interactively. And wow, with things on the screen. And gee, with people, likewise with other display system things attached to the same computer complex, you could actually be collaborating. Oh boy, that was just the thing right then that just convinced me that, all right, there's my goal. And I've been staggering along following that goal now. Last spring, it would have been 52 years since that. And so anyway, I still think that there's terrific opportunity, and there are strategic sort of ways and conceptualizations that would make a clearer sort of way to go. And I'm trying to get the world to listen and think of that. You know, that the scale of the issues involved in changing the way we work at knowledge stuff, and indeed changing the very way in which we can portray symbol structures that represent concept structures to ourselves, that the computer can manage to, you know, put together and display, where it wouldn't have been practical that way very much with books. And so the new technology can give us really different ways to do our visualization, our conceptualization, and our thinking. So let's open up and go after that. So that's the end of the start.